Sidious followed him into a cool chamber, furnished only with a bed, two simple chairs, a cabinet, and a square, exquisitely woven rug. Motioning Sidious into one of the chairs, Plagueis lowered himself with noticeable difficulty into the other. After a long moment of silence, he nodded in satisfaction.
"I am pleased to see how greatly you have changed, how powerful you have become, Lord Sidious. What happened on Coruscant was meant to happen, but I take consolation in the fact that the events have shaped you into a true Sith Lord. You are indeed ready to learn the secrets I have been safeguarding."
"What is this place, Master?" Plagueis took a moment to gather enough strength to continue.
"Think of it as a vessel that contains all the things to which I am devoted. All the things I love."
"This may be the first time I have ever heard you utter the word."
"Only because no other term exists that adequately expresses my unconditional attachment to the creatures and beings with whom I share this place. Love without compassion, however, for compassion has no part in this."
"The Bith? Venomous?"
"Dispatched by Tenebris to test me, to eliminate me had I failed. But Venomous has been a gift, essential in helping me unlock some of the deepest secrets of the Force. Every creature you have glimpsed or sensed here has been a similar blessing, as you will see when I lead you into the mysteries."
"What did the droid mean when it said the Magister's pregnancies?" Beneath the breath mask, Plagueis might have quirked a smile.
"It means that the pregnancies were not achieved by normal means of conception, but rather through the Force."
Surprise and disbelief mingled in Sidious's blue eyes. "The Force?"
"Yes, but I fail to exercise due caution. As we attempt to wrest the powers of life and death from the Force, as we seek to tip the balance, the Force resists our efforts. Action and reaction, Sidious. Something akin to the laws of thermodynamics. I have been audacious, and the Force has tested me the way Tenebris sought to. Midichlorians are not easily persuaded to execute the dictates of one newly initiated in the mysteries. The Force needs to be won over, especially in work that involves the dark side. It must be reassured that a Sith is capable of accepting authority. Otherwise, it will thwart one's intentions. It will engineer misfortune. It will strike back."
"The Maladians."
"Perhaps. But in any case, this is why the Jedi Order has descended into decadence and is dragging the Republic down with it. Because the Jedi have lost the allegiance of the Force. Yes, their ability to draw energy from the Force continues, but their ability to use the Force has diminished. Each of their actions engenders an opposite, often unrecognized consequence that elevates those attuned to the dark side, that buoys the efforts of the Sith and increases our power. Yet our use of that power requires delicacy. We must be alert to moments when the light side falters and openings are created. Then, and only then, when all the conditions have been met, can we act without fear of meeting resistance or repercussion. To say that the Force works in mysterious ways is to admit one's ignorance. For any mystery can be solved through the application of knowledge and unrelenting effort. As we had our way with the Senate, and as we will soon have our way with the Republic and the Jedi, we will have our way with the Force."